Last night, President Trump told Congress that he ended what he calls the weaponization of law enforcement. One of Trump's top picks to run federal law enforcement is Dan Bongino. He's a former Secret Service agent turned pro-Trump podcaster. Now he's set to be the next deputy director of the FBI. To better understand how he'll lead the FBI, NPR reviewed more than 1,000 of Bongino's podcasts. And as NPR's Tom Dreisbach reports, Bongino has called for the FBI to be disbanded and for top Democrats to be put in prison.
Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts.
The deputy FBI director has historically been an apolitical job. Dan Bongino is a hardcore partisan. On his show, he looks direct to camera, usually wearing a T-shirt with a saying like, "Liberals suck," and he rants about how he believes the Democratic Party is waging a cold civil war against the country.
The left is right now. They are not wrong. The left is evil. I need you to understand that there's a difference here. It's not just that they're wrong on politics. They are evil.
Bongino uses the word evil a lot on his show and talks about his belief in the spirit realm and the presence of demons on Earth.
Demon energy is real. Demons aren't these horn-looking people with spiked tails. That's just in the movie. Demons are real. They're possessed by some energy, and they're here on Earth now. I want you to see what one of them looks like.
He then pulled up a clip of Pramila Jayapal, a Democratic congresswoman. Across hundreds of shows, another one of Bongino's targets is the agency he'll help lead, the FBI.
I'm very sorry to tell you, your FBI is completely broken, and you are not safe from them if you are a conservative and especially a prominent one.
The previous FBI director, Christopher Wray, is a Republican, and he was appointed by Trump. But to Bongino, he was a totalitarian despot. FBI agents have historically leaned conservative. Bongino said they were, quote, thugs for the Democratic Party. And in 2022, after the FBI searched Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate for allegedly mishandled classified documents, Bongino said the United States had become a police state.
Our police state is right now no different from things you're seeing in Cuba, North Korea. Now, I don't like hyperbole. We haven't gotten to the mass systemic violence by the police state. But folks, sadly, I don't know where this is going to end.
Bongino also spread conspiracy theories about the FBI, claiming the Bureau had some illicit involvement in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol and called it an inside job. And here's Bongino's solution for how to fix the FBI. Get rid of it.
Fire everyone involved in this stuff. Everyone, no excuses. Disband the entity. It is the only way at this point.
The FBI declined to comment for this story, and it seems unlikely that the Trump administration would take such a drastic step, though FBI Director Kash Patel has already talked about moving more agents from the Washington headquarters to field offices around the country. But our review of Bongino's podcast archives gives another signal about how he'll act as FBI Deputy Director, where he'll handle day-to-day operations. For years, he has said Democrats should be prosecuted, including former President Barack Obama.
Ladies and gentlemen, Obama should be locked up for this.
Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
Because Hillary Clinton is a freaking criminal.
Democratic Senator Adam Schiff.
Adam Schiff, remarkably, I think should be in prison for some of the stuff he did.
And he said in 2023 that because the Department of Justice charged Trump, it was important to charge Democrats in retaliation, including former President Biden's family.
State attorneys general, it is time for you to now go out and start pressing charges against members of the Biden family. The Biden family committed a crime in your red state, which appears many have. It's time for them to get locked up in your state. Sorry.
Now, Bongino is going from podcaster to one of the top law enforcement officials in the country. As deputy director of the FBI, he will oversee all of the Bureau's investigations. He has said in that job, after a decade of right-wing podcasting, he'll put his politics to the side. Tom Dreisbach, NPR News.